So, there was a solar eclipse yesterday. Don't know if everybody caught that or not. We up in northern Michigan got about 95% coverage. It was pretty great. I watched almost the whole thing, certainly up until the full coverage, and then kind of was in and out of the house through the remainder of. But I want to talk about it today in a way that we can use that experience and explore some of the depth in us, because I believe that the things that we see out in the world are actually signs, things for us to pay attention to. So in today's episode, I want to pay attention to it. Let's go get that nugget. Hey, it's Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind. Welcome to today's episode, where I hope I'm finding you thoroughly enjoying the signs from the universe, like the eclipse. If you're not enjoying the signs from the universe, then it is my intention that in today's episode, I give you just one nugget of inspiration towards your transformation. So yesterday, we had a solar eclipse. I think the last one was 2017, and the next one isn't supposed to be until 2044. So it's going to be an interesting long wait. I'll be, depends on what time of year, but I'll be 71 years old if I'm still around. 71 years old from now. So that'll be interesting to see it. I really do like the solar eclipse because it's different. It's new. I love the symbolism of it that we're going to talk about today. And I love the way that it gets dark. We had a beautiful day, dark blue sky. It was so amazing. I'm sitting outside in my cool hammock chair. I got the dogs outside, and all of a sudden the birds get quiet and the dogs get really calm. It was really interesting. It was right about their well, I'm not going to say the word because it's pretty close right now too, but the D-I-N-N-E-R time of day. And typically they are nutso. And it was interesting that once the shadow started to happen, like it was really 80% covered, that the dogs got pretty relaxed and the songs of the birds stopped. So it's a really good time to look at the signs from the universe. Everything that happens, it is such a good, I just love like taking that and going inward and going, what does that mean to me? You know, if you're supposed to go to the beach and then all of a sudden it starts raining and pouring or thunder and lightning, you can't go, is like, what's a symbolism of that? And I try to, I'm not always successful, but I do try to look at the other side and go, well, you know what, maybe this and this was going to happen. And so it just saved our lives. Same as like getting stuck in traffic, you know. But anyway, we're sticking with the eclipse, trying not to get too off topic here. It was really interesting. I just have to tell you this little commercial break here. It's not a real commercial, but So I joined this Women's for Podcasting Facebook group, and this girl, this lady who runs it, has a podcast. And so I started listening to her podcast, and it was really interesting. She started doing her podcasts in the car, and she's got a couple hundred podcasts. Not all of them are in the car, but this one was in the car. And it was really interesting. She's talking about this really like in-depth, you know, conversation and podcasting and business and spirituality. And then all of a sudden she's like, not kidding you guys, she's like swearing her face off about something that's going on in traffic. Like she's at a four-way stop and she's like, what the F? Nobody knows how to effing drive. And she's going, literally going on and on and on. And then we start going, she's like, and then she kind of starts laughing. And I just found it to be sort of interesting that as I'm listening to this, what appears to be this professional person giving this podcast, and she's teaching about business and podcasting, I just thought it was interesting that for one, you're driving, for two, you're dropping F-bombs all over, which I'm fine with the F-bomb, but I just thought that it was really interesting that that kind of a distraction while you're talking in the middle of your podcast. So I'm going to try to stay on topic. And thankfully, I don't record my podcasts. I did used to record some live videos and stuff while I was driving, but I didn't let the traffic like interfere with or interrupt me. Though I do let some things interrupt me, I get it, but I just thought it was really interesting. So taking all of that into consideration, let's talk about the eclipse. Hopefully you got to see it, even if it's just a tiny little bit with the special glasses and you look, it was really interesting. And but I want to talk about the symbolism here. So the sun is our source of light and warmth, and the moon casts a shadow over the sun. And if we take that sun as being our light and our essence of who we truly are, and we cast this little shadow over it, what tends to happen? We create this darkness. You know, it creates this shield from our light. And I feel like a lot of times that is a misconception of our human existence, meaning that we are truly like the sun. We are light and we are expansiveness and we are consciousness. But yet we let these shadows block our light. And in today's episode, I want to call that shadow like our story, the negative story that we tell ourselves. I don't know if you guys have ever watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I am like my fifth time through watching the episodes. I just love it. I love the kind of underdog type stories, even if it's on accident, like the people who are trying to find their dream and they just keep getting pummeled and hit and knocked down and whatever, and they just keep getting back up and dusting themselves off. And I was at the end of one of the episodes, there's a song, you know, they play like the old 1950s, early 1960s songs in the background during the episode. And at the end, it's talking about like, basically your good is not good enough. And it's interesting because right in there, I'm thinking your good is not good enough. So let's be great. If your good is not good enough, let's be great. Let's stand in our essence, clear the shadows. So it's moving. Not only is it going inward and dislodging those stories that we tell ourselves that no longer work for us. Those stories no longer work. Whatever it is you're telling yourself is no good, that you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you don't have enough money, you're not smart enough, whatever that BS is that you're telling yourself, that is what I call a bad story. BS, bad story. It also stands for the other BS. It's a bad story. And it doesn't work. And it doesn't help. And it does not help you to shine your light. It doesn't help to shine your light. And I want to emphasize that if we begin, there's a couple of stages. First, we have to be aware that it's a story. And if you're listening to my podcast, I bet you're already aware that the things that you say are stories. They don't work. They're not conducive to your health. They're not going to help you shine your light. Okay. So you have to first be aware that it's a story. Then after that, you have to start dislodging them. You have to start releasing the story. You have to be aware that there's a story. Then you have to dislodge the story. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of ways that we do that. And that's part of what I do in my coaching program is I help you to dislodge the story. I help you to dislodge it. You have to release it. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. Then the next is to bring in a new story. It's to create, it's to adopt a new story. And when you adopt and believe, because once you've released, you let something go, you now have something else you can put in your hand. If I have a pile of trash in my hand, and someone's trying to hand me something beautiful, like a bouquet of flowers, I can't take it because I have a pile of trash in my hand. So it's like if someone is giving you a compliment and you can't say thank you, that's because you have a pile of trash in your hand. So you have to put that trash down. You have to give that trash back to Mother Earth and say, I no longer need you as you are preventing me from living my higher purpose. Then you can take the flowers. Then you can take the new job. You can take the love. You can receive the friendship. You can receive the gifts of the universe that they have to offer you. But we can't do it if we're holding on to something. We have to let go. So we have to let go. When we adopt a new belief, then we have to install it. We have to install the new belief. And we install it with different things like intentions, awareness. We have to begin to wake up. And all of this is a process. It is what I always call the waking up process. The waking up process is kind of coming back to who we are. It's like we're born knowing who we are, and the people unknowingly, they stifle us and they push us into this human experience that then we go through for 20, 30, sometimes longer, 40, 50 years. And then after that, we start to wake up after we start banging it around a little bit in the world and we're starting to realize that we're not getting what we want and our things aren't working. And how come I can't have this? And how many times do I have to fail? And how many times do I have to lose? And then we start to wake up and we go, you know what? There might be something different. There might be something else out there that I should be paying attention to because this isn't working. Whatever it is I'm doing isn't working. And we have to hit that nail on the head a lot of times before we start to realize and we start to wake up. Then in that waking up process, we spend the rest of our life dislodging all of those years of all of those beliefs and all of those stories that no longer serve us. After you install, then it is about becoming present. It is about becoming present in the world, being present with yourself as much as possible. I started working some mala beads, and I was using, I told you about my acronym HOLE. So I started using that. And then within that process of working that one, I started to go back a little bit and try out some different techniques. And if you want that, I just was pulling up that episode, but if you want that episode, you want to go back to know what I'm talking about. It's number 464. The number is Journey to Wholeness. And the word whole is WHOLE, and it's an acronym. So there's periods in between. But if you want to know what I'm talking about. But within that process of working that out in my mala beads, I came up with a new one that I really enjoy. And the mantra, which is just a word or a phrase that you say over and over again, the mantra was more presence. And I don't mean that about Christmas. I mean becoming more present, more present. And the more I say it, the more I can get into my body. I call back my energy. I'm in this body, in this chair, sitting in, you know, in my living room with the microphone in my face, with the headphones on my head. My incense is burning and I've got smell. The only thing I don't really have is taste. I've got smell, I've got sight, I've got sound, you know, and I'm touchy. I can feel my body more present. And it's really interesting. So we're watching the solar eclipse yesterday and I'm flipping and flopping around in the backyard. Like I'm growing a butterfly garden. And so I'm throwing the ball for the dogs. I'm, you know, telling them they're barking at the neighbors. So tell them to leave it, you know, and I come inside and get some water. And then I come inside and get a snack and I go back outside and, you know, and then I look at it with the glasses and whatever. And I'm like, be present. And it was really interesting that I would say probably just after 3 o'clock here, my time, it is probably 95% covered, 90-95% covered. And when I went back in the backyard, I was saying more present, be more present. And I sat in my hammock chair and I could just feel myself in the chair. I could feel my foot kind of doing the pushing, you know, on the ground. And I'm looking through the glasses, got my head leaning back, and I'm just more present, more present, more present. And I started getting chills and it was not cold. And I'm like, I could feel this presence that was here with me, that was enjoying this experience. Being more present allows you to be joyful, allows you to be in the moment, because it is in this moment that is what we have. Something from the past is over, it's done with. And if we're in the moment and we're creating joy and we're manifesting and we're clearing the crap that doesn't belong with us anymore, that we're letting go of those things and we're surrendering to the process and we're becoming more and more curious about what can come my way, and we're in the present, that's where the joy is. That's why it's called a present. And then we get to create a map to the future as we are starting to go from dark to light. We're going from story to solution. We're going from a limiting belief to a new empowering belief. And we're starting to create our life in such a magnificent way that we're drawing our map to the future. But so many of us live in the past. We wake up in the morning and go, okay, what crappy thing that happened yesterday that I need to talk about again today? What crappy thing happened 20 years ago that I need to relive and I need to re-talk about and I need to retell that story today? And we do not embrace the present moment. We don't embrace it. We just bring up the past again and hope for something for the future. So here's some pieces. Here's some tangible things to give you to walk away with today. If there's a moment of darkness, I want you to do this. I want you to tell yourself to stop telling the story. And if you have somebody that you trust that can help you with this, and you start to get in there and you start to complain, you start to wind around and start telling the story, no matter what the story is, I want you to go, stop telling the story, stop it, stop telling the story. And I want you to breathe. And I want you to say to yourself, become more present, more, let it go, more present, and get more in your body. When you're in that space of that temporary uncertainty, I want you to move to curiosity. I wonder how this problem will get solved. I wonder what the solution could be. I wonder. When you move to a state of wonder, that is a type of surrender. And I don't know about you. I don't love the word surrender. I like it more now, but I had a hard time with it. And I had a client that I was coaching at the booth last month. And she was like, ooh, yeah, no, I don't like that word. And I said, oh, okay, how about wonder or curiosity? And she's like, ooh, I like wonder. Perfect. So use that. Because if wonder, I wonder how this could change. I wonder what jobs are available to me. I wonder who my next partner might be. I wonder what exciting thing can happen if I hold this vibration. And then embrace yourself when you're in the darkness. As I like, when you look up at the sun and the moon is 95% covering, you still can't just stare at the sun. It's still shining so brightly around the moon. The moon is 95% covering, but I can't see the moon. I can hardly even look at the sun. So what does that tell you? That even that little bit of a shadow that is covering the sun still overshines the moon. It still overshines the shadow. You, my friend, have an essence that is so bright, that is so pure, and so, so powerful that you can outshine any bit of shadow that you have, whether it's a story, a belief, some trauma, some stuck emotion, a kinked hose, the sandbag on the hot air balloon. Thank you for those of you that filled in that blank. I appreciate that. You can still shine. It is still there. When we are covered in clouds, we have to know that the sun is still out there. When the moon is 95% covering the sun, we have to know the sun is still there. Oh, yep, there it is. My light is still lit. The flame is still heating me up from the inside and is moving me towards my purpose. Our job is to remove the shadows. Let me just give you that again. We have to, this is our waking up process. We have to become aware that it's a story. We have to release that story that no longer serves us. We have to install a new belief. Once we've let it go, once we let the garbage go, we have to put something new and beautiful in our hands. Some new belief, new story. Then we have to install that new story. And we do that through affirmations, mantras, intentions. I have lots of episodes about that and being able to install those successfully. And we have to begin waking up and getting into the present moment. And we continue this work and we expand more and more and more and more. And your life begins to change right before your eyes. Thank you for listening. Your support means the world to me. I want to let you in on a little secret, a decision that I made. I am never going to have ads during the episodes. This will ensure that the show stays uninterrupted and in the flow. However, to keep the lights on and the tape rolling and allow me to continue dedicating my time and energy to the podcast, I am asking for your support. And to do that, I have introduced a $5 a month membership. Your contribution keeps the episodes coming and ensuring continuous improvement in content, quality, and delivery in bringing you those valuable nuggets. This is not only to support me and the show, but also an investment in your continued spiritual journey. See the show notes below for membership instructions and other ways to donate to this program. Thanks again for listening and for being an amazing support. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.